Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from FatCat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello, Sane Main. Thank you for pointing out once again my lack of mastering the written language. Sane Main, if your goal was to simply attack women, you would have already made some negative comments about how I have bad writing skills even though I have 2 degrees. One in animal care and the other one in business. Anyway, so why do people keep saying you specifically attack women? To me, it does not add up. The idea that just because you're helping men, you must therefore be attacking women. Feminist, the Swirling Sisterhood, and many other people are trying to take down your channel. Sometimes The Simps and even everyone under the sun, if I'm being honest. I look forward to what you have to say. Kind regards, Fat Cat. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. One of the main arguments people use for men going their own way, such as myself, is that we supposedly hate all women. And because somebody supposedly hurt us, myself and many others are trying to take out our anger by telling other guys to stay away from women. That argument falls apart considering that I was the one that always left the women that I was with, either because they were controlling or because they were disrespectful, and their lives were an even bigger mess than mine. When you're in a relationship and getting the sweet, sweet sexual healing, you end up brain dead and not all that motivated. I only realized this recently that the most important thing to me besides fidelity and that a woman be faithful is that she respect me. If you don't have any respect, you don't have anything. Disrespect would be something as simple as telling you how to live your life or laughing at you when you don't succeed at something, or possibly putting her own interests ahead of both your interests in the name of equality. Women also hate me promoting the idea that men should remain single because it takes away their available pool of fools to put in the friend zone. Not to mention that if some chads go their own way, then even the men they rely upon for booty calls could also go away. Another reason they hate me spreading the word is because, as you mentioned, the Swirling Sisterhoods didn't like it when I exposed their behavior and how they treated black men poorly, while treating white men nicely. That goes to show that women can behave themselves when they feel the fear of losing a good man that they see as the prize. But over time, a woman may think you're more in love with her, so you're willing to tolerate her selfish and disrespectful behavior. When a woman did that to me, after 5 years I left. Most women, even if they don't respect, you need to keep that to themselves, otherwise, the guy, if he has any self-respect, will leave them. Once again, the Swirling Sisterhood couldn't have me waking up the men that they were hoping to eventually date. Feminists don't like men getting stronger and learning about female nature, because then we can fight back against it, or at the very least practice some level of self-defense against it. Why do you think that women are taking over the edumacation system and stunting men's intelligence? They want us in the trades and not to go to college, so that we're smart enough to be useful but dumb enough to be used, while they get the cushy executive jobs. They probably worry I'll help men increase their intelligence and take some of those white-collar jobs away from women. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sane Man t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sane Man sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sane Man collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to women always trying to make me out to be the bad guy when I explain female nature clown world show. The old who hurt you argument is all about making it look like you're a defective human being. Because a woman left you and broke your heart. Way. That the only reason a guy would go his own way is because women don't want him, so he's effectively being sent his own way. Fat Cat, this seems like a rather simplistic topic you requested. What are you brain damaged, and that's why you picked it? Oh wait, you are. Never mind. I suspect you're gonna laugh at that line and not take offense, although many women would probably do so, because they don't have a sense of humor. The idea of helping men in society today makes you a villain because women have worked so hard in academia and in the culture of single motherhood to destroy men, so that women win in the culture by default. Why do you think guys like Andrew Tate have built up a huge following? because they show a man that it's possible to succeed financially, physically, and with females in our society, even if some of what he presents might be an illusion. That's way more appealing than becoming a male feminist simp these days. Feminists have worked so hard to handicap men, and men are using the internet to reveal what's happening and provide role models for masculinity. They can't be censored, now that we have decentralized platforms like Rumble and BitChute. But you know that the next strategy they're going to employ is to take internet anonymity away, by forcing us to share government IDs to access corn and government websites. Australia already forces you to hand over ID to access the government pages, and 10 US states now require ID for certain corn sites. You know, those are just the first steps. They're going to want to know when you post anything like this content online, and there'll be convenient data leaks revealing your personal information to hackers. Of course, there won't be any hackers, but feminists in the government prawn in whatever sites you actually do give your ID to, leaking it intentionally, getting people swatted and attacked for their free anonymous free speech. I predicted this 5 years ago, and now we're finally starting to see it happen. My next prediction is going to be that there are more men than ever that are going to start leaving the West and heading for other places where the women at least present them with the facade of respect. Think about the passport bros on steroids. But not just because of women, but because of the cost of living. I was brainstorming recently with a friend of mine, and he thought about how to travel around without having to pay tax. This might get the government's hating me for pointing out a possible loophole to avoid taxes legally, by not remaining in any one country longer than a couple of months a year. So you technically don't have a permanent tax residency anywhere. In theory, it might be possible to be a digital nomad and a tax resident nowhere. Hopefully some government doesn't come after me for suggesting that guys could in theory go their own way from the tax system. Of course, something like that would only really work for those that don't have a family, because it's hard to move around that often. But with remote learning and with modern amenities found everywhere, it might actually work. I'll apply for the El Salvador passport, and if I get it, get residency, and at the very least avoid Bitcoin tax, because it's a currency there and not taxable. But since I have most of my money in tax-deferred or tax-free accounts, I'm already reducing my capital gains tax as much as I can. I can always go to Serbia, where capital gains are only 15% as a resident, but then I can't keep my tax-free account in Canada, so it doesn't really pay off for me. As for me pissing off women by telling guys not to marry or cohabitate, women don't see men as people. They see us as resources to be consumed. And I'm creating men that can't be consumed, and women feel like I'm robbing them in a way by suggesting that men shouldn't marry. It's like a free male vending machine full of cash grew a pair of legs and ran away. Level 4, level 5 MGTOWs are often guys that want to live out in the woods away from society. I would say that level 6 should be guys that have completely left their countries and ghost all countries by moving around from country to country. Governments already hate men going their own way because they don't spend as much money onto the economy and tend to save more and are financially free and more difficult to control. But guys that aren't tied down anywhere are harder to track. Why do you think that if you have US citizenship, they track your worldly income and it's impossible to escape the IRS, even if you don't have a permanent residence there? Why do you think that they tax YouTube revenue at 30% in the United States before paying out the remainder to foreigners? Being a YouTuber without a permanent residence was a possibility 4 years ago before they taxed it at the source. Why do you think governments will want central bank digital currencies and try to label going your own way content as hate speech, worthy of sending you to jail? As women and governments lose their male tax serfs and drown in debt, they'll fight to tie down and control the men they can to their countries, to make sure they can't spend their earnings abroad and escape tax through CBDCs and force them to stay in their economy, even as migrants swarm in and swamp the place. People think that central bank digital currencies are about forcing people to buy the bugs and eat them. It's more than that. It's about trapping people as perpetual tax serfs facing financial repression in their own nations. Fat cad women hate me because I'm telling guys to avoid financial and emotional repression by not getting married. It's all about being on different plantations. The marriage plantation keeps a man stuck on the government plantation as well as the economic treadmill. Since the governments are getting more desperate and filled with more women, both the women and governments will hate men even more and try to squeeze whatever value they can from us. But at some point, most guys will revolt and only do the bare minimum to survive. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to FatCat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the government is probably smashing down my door right now for sharing that non-tax residency scheme. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get some more video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that hate the Sandman and prevent him from freeing even more men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.